All right, my boobies, what's up? Another episode of Couldn't Care Less podcast. And guess what? Coming at you again with a nice short video. I'm going to continue doing these because they're way better, way easier, way better for you to listen to. You don't have to listen to me for 40 freaking minutes. I apologize for ever even trying to get you to do that. And I'm going to shorten this shit up. And that's why I'll be able to put out more videos, more podcasts. Also, if you didn't know this, you can listen to these on Apple or basically anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Also, go to YouTube, subscribe, like, share the videos. The only way we're going to get more boobies in the community is if we share it, y'all. So help out. Let's do this. Share it. So I'm going to get right into it because last time I went a little bit over my 10 minutes, which I might do again. Don't burn me. Don't get mad. I might do that again. But I'm gonna try my best to stay under, which means I gotta fly. I gotta fly. All right, I'm a peacock, so let me fly. Bet you don't know what movie that's from. Okay, so listen. All right, Janina says to me yesterday, and this one might be about Janina the entire time. So Janina, I'm sorry, I love you, but we gotta talk about some things. She says to me last night, and she even got mad at me for writing this down on my phone, but I had to. She says, "Can you love me tonight?" First of all, we're sitting on the couch. We're watching TV. My feet are out. I'm in the recliner. She's laying down. She's got the pillow next to me. She's laying on that. She leans her head back, looks up at me upside down, and says, "Can you love me tonight?" In one like a kind of like a puppy dog-ish face and that "Can you love me tonight?" Like that begging type of voice, as if I don't show her love ever. Like, "Oh my God, can you give me this gift and show me love tonight? Can you just show me attention?" So I respond with, she says, "Can you give me love tonight?" And I say, and I'm not saying, she's not saying that in the dirty way. So anyone that hears that and thinks dirty, not what she means whatsoever. I say, "What do you mean? I show you love every day." Like, that's how I responded. I think word for word. "I show you love every day." She says, "I mean, like, show me extra attention tonight." Extra attention. Those were the two words she decided to use. Which basically brings me to the conclusion that all she really cares about is the attention. Which I understand, ladies. You need your attention. But when everyone says that you just love attention, you do, okay? You love it. You love it so much. So don't try to deny it. I don't want to hear you ever deny it. Okay, ladies? You are obsessed. You're absolutely obsessed with attention. Now, a lot of the time, that can come in totally different forms. In this case, she wanted the love attention. And by that, she means the unreciprocated, and I'm going to say unreciprocated. She's going to get mad at me if she ever hears this. I'm going to say slightly unreciprocated attention. For example, if I decide to be nice and her head's laying next to me and I put my fingers through her hair and I'm rubbing her head, it's just a nice thing to do. Okay, I do it to the dog all the time. Why can't I just give her a little head rub, make her head feel better? I do that. She's going to deny it, but I do. A little back tickle here and there. Her back's laying out. Okay, yeah, I'll scratch your back. Just without you even asking, I will do it. Now, sometimes she asks. I'll still do it. However, I personally don't feel as though that beautiful, selfless gesture is reciprocated as often as she thinks it is. So, when she asks me a question like, "Can you give me love tonight?" it makes me upset a little bit. Not sad, but upset. Because I'm always doing that. When's the last time you gave me a random head tickle without me asking? I'm wearing a hat right now. A beautiful hat, by the way. WayOverParGolf.com. Go check it out. Play better. I did play better yesterday. Shot a 39 on 9 holes. What's up? Okay? But my head, like, especially wearing hats all the time, your head gets that, like, sticky down to your head feeling, and it's like, you gotta loosen it up. why the hell would it feel good if I did that to myself? It's not gonna feel good if I do that to myself. It's only gonna feel good if she does it or someone else does it. Or just a nice little rub of the shoulders. My shoulders get tight. That doesn't happen as often for me. Okay? So, don't try to tell me, give you love tonight. Okay? Because I'm always doing that. Now, I know this is going to sound... This whole thing probably sounds super selfish. It probably sounds like I'm lying. I don't feel like I'm lying, though. Okay? But ladies, this is my point. My point is, quit acting like you don't love attention. In every way, shape, or form. She happens to love the attention. The love attention. The scratch my back. Tickle my head. Whatever. That type. She's not the, like... Oh, let's search for an argument from every single person I know to get attention, or let's, you know, post something online that's gonna piss everyone off just for attention. She's not that kind of person, which I am so thankful for. However, I do know for a fact that I am marrying the best possible woman I could. And I know that because she's just like my mother in a lot of ways, which my mother is the best, strongest person I know. So if Janina comes off as being like my mom a lot of the time, beautiful, and I'm lucky. But I also know that she's just like my mom for possibly the wrong reasons. Maybe the reasons she wouldn't want me to think she's just like my mom. And one of those reasons is because my mom, sorry, mother, if you're listening, but I'm going to tell everyone how crazy you used to be and maybe even still are. My mother used to be an absolute Nazi, okay, about things being clean, things being pristine. Now, this wasn't only when we're going to have guests over, because when we're having guests over, that was like times 200%. Like, you thought you were clean before? No, you... She was doing ridiculous things. Now, one of the things she did, even without anyone having to come over, was we had tile in our kitchen, okay? And she knows exactly what I'm talking about. If she's listening, she knows exactly where I'm going with this. We had tile in our kitchen, and just like square tiles with grout, really nice stuff, right? Growing up, we had a nice house. My dad owned his own business, so we had a, you know, decently nice setup, and part of that setup was a nice tiled kitchen area, and I believe it was like the hallway area as well. Pretty large amount of square footage of tile, at least if you're thinking about it. She would get down on her hands and knees, doesn't matter the day, she might have even done this every single day, I'm not sure, and she would scrub the grout. Okay, and there's nothing in the grout. Okay, it's just she liked it to be clean. So she would get down on her hands and knees, I would say maybe even almost every day. I might be wrong about that, maybe exaggerating. And she would scrub the grout. The tile, I understand. Tile gets dirty. The grout is the grout, like it's gray grout. I don't think it's not going to look much different. Yeah, you can clean it maybe once a year or once every 6 months, once every 3 months, once every month, whatever. That wouldn't even be that crazy. But the grout is the grout, okay? It doesn't need to be shiny and clean like the tile. The tile, you can tell when it's dirty. The grout, I really don't think you can. And then that's just me. I might be wrong. Janina is like that. She's the exact same way. Maybe not for tile, because we don't have tile. Yet she does clean our floors probably once a day. Maybe once every other day. I don't know. Like, Swiffer, everything cleans. It's insane. Like I said, probably a couple episodes ago. I'm so grateful. I'm blessed. But the one thing that I'm not super psyched about, and I'm running out of time here. I might go over my 10 minutes. I apologize. Whatever. This is my second time doing this. Give me a break. Second time doing it in under 10 minutes. Now I'm wasting more time. Shit. Okay, listen, what she's got me doing now, I don't know if anyone else does this or has to do this, but our shower happens to have a tile finish on the side. But actually, the entire thing is a tile finish, except for the sliding door that you get in and out of. So a month ago or so, maybe two, she starts telling me, listen, this shower is psychotic to clean, which I'm a dude. I never even cleaned a shower before. I used to live with guys in college. I lived in an apartment after college, had my own bathroom, never freaking touched it, never even thought about it, never even considered I'm going to have to clean my bathroom. No, bathroom, I understand. Shower. Like, I never deep cleaned the shower. Never even thought of it, never would think of it. And in the shower we're in today, would never imagine that if I didn't do that, or someone didn't do that, because I'll never do it, that it would gather mold. And that's why she cleans it all the time. She doesn't like the mold being in there, which makes sense. Now that I realize she cleans all the time, I'm not sneezing over and over and over every time I get out of the shower. So she wanted me to start squeegeeing the glass door so that no water would build up and get gunky and moldy. Totally understandable. I was like, whatever. It's an extra 15 seconds of my time after getting out of the shower. Only thing that sucks is in the winter, you're ass naked. You don't want to turn off the water and not be able to put your towel on right away because you're going to freeze. So that part kind of sucks. But now, she came up with a way, or looked up a way online, to get rid of all the mold spots that were in the tile grooves and grout in the shower. She did it one day. It looks fantastic, feels fantastic in there. Love it. But now, guess what's required of me? Every time I shower, and I turn the shower off, because you can't do it with the shower on, obviously, because you'll still get water on the walls. Every time I shower, I have to turn off the shower, continue standing there, butt-ass naked, and take the squeegee, and not only do the glass sliding door, but I have to do the freaking tiles around the entire shower as well, which, super quick, shouldn't really complain, but just imagine doing that every time you shower. Imagine being there completely naked, doing squats, and squeegeeing the walls. I'll tell you what, the second she told me that I had to do that, I didn't get mad. I didn't even get annoyed. All I thought was, this is my mother. I'm marrying my mother. And now that she's found a solution, I'm probably going to have to do that for the rest of my entire life. But whatever. It is what it is, you know. All right, I got to go, I think. If you haven't yet, go to Twitter and follow at CCLpod. Go to Instagram, follow at SeichiBabyCCL. And Facebook is Facebook.com/CCLpod. Like I said, YouTube, subscribe, share, help a brother out. Keep listening. These are short now. So I expect my boobies to be true boobies, okay? All right, I love y'all. I'll talk to you soon.